Koyach Kislev, a Frech and Chanukah, to everyone who finishing Hilchas Chanukah, Sivan Kuflam, and Tessalach Chachav, till the end. Here we go, the leftover oil. What do you do with the leftover oil that's left in the menorah, not in the bottle? That means you put in oil and you have wicks. So there's a, I would call it a bitzah, because we find already that during the Chasam Sefer's time, and this is brought down into Gavriel, there was a big Indian to do a medua, to make a bonfire. It was part of the Pirsum Nisa to treat the leftover oil and the wicks as hegdesh, as something of kedusha, as kachim, and they used to burn it. Now, the Pashup Shad is like the Kitzur says, anything that's left over, the oil specifically that's left over the menorah after Chanukah and the wicks, you make a fire and you burn them. Now, the reason, according to Kitzur, has nothing to do with anything I just said. It's simply because it was hooked to the mitzvah, so it was designated for a mitzvah, and therefore you're not allowed to have any hana from them. Interesting that the Issa hana here is not mamish like a regular Issa hana of kachim, but lechatchila, it's part of treating it like kachim. Okay, so that's what the Kitzur teaches us. Now, the only way out of that is if you masna, if you stipulate from the beginning when you're putting in the oil, and the wicks, if there's anything left over, you could use it. But the minhag is to take that leftover stuff and to burn it. If a person has a difficulty burning it, halachically, it's not a problem to just put it in the garbage. The point is not to use it for anything else. All days of Chanukah, we say Elanisim. So hopefully you've been saying Elanisim the past few days. First 4 days of Chanukah, you say Elanisim. And if you forgot, so the halacha is that you do not have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei. But if you remember, so long as you didn't say Hashem's name, in Atoiv Shimcha, you could still go back. If you didn't remember, according to Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, that's it, you finish Manasseh. Same thing as when it comes to benching. However, there's an amazing Ramah, which is interesting, surprising that the Kitzur doesn't bring it down, that a person could still make it by Yule Ratzon, meaning before finishing Manasseh. Same thing when it comes to benching. And what you do is you make a request. It turns into a Yiratzon or a Rachaman. You should do for us miracles. Shetasalan and Nisim and Niflosh, just like you did for us in the time of Matisyo, and you go on to say the entire Elanisim. Beautiful idea. There's beautiful the Divish, what's called the Shalom Meshu, that says why that the Pshat is that since it's Yemei Nisim, so that's where you're allowed to ask for miracles. Usually you're not supposed to ask for miracles. Okay, all days of Chanukah, all the 8 days of Chanukah, we goyim mesahala. Very interesting that by the Sfaradim, the bracha is actually Ligmor Esahala. I've been davening with the Sfaradim. So I made a bracha ligmor es halo. We don't say ligmor by the Ashkenazim, but in any case, everyone agrees it's a full halo. That's what's called ligmor. And you do not say tachnun, you don't say lechapayin, no lam natzech, no tzidkos chatzedek. When it comes to halel in the house of a novel, so he says, look in Simon Reish Zayin. It's always good to look up what he's referring you to. There, there's actually two different opinions if you say halel in the house, in the mourner's house or not. I think the custom is to do so. Some tell the Avel to go to another room. In any case, when it comes to women, women have an obligation, according to many, to say Hallel on Chanukah, meaning it's special on Chanukah for women, because especially, like we said, that the obligations of Chanukah very much apply to women. When it comes to laning, the halacha is that we have 3 aliyahs, and we learn from what's called Korbanos HaNisim from Parshas Nasai. And generally speaking, you go according to the order of the makrivi, meaning the first day was Nachshon ben Aminadav, etc., etc., and you break it up into 3 aliyahs. There's actually a dispute by the Ashkenazim. You read, let's say in the third day, you read also the last aliyahs from the fourth day, and you do the same thing on each day, meaning you're laning from today and you're also laning from the next day in order to complete the third aliyah. When it comes to Sfaradim and in many places in Eretz Yisrael, they just repeat that day, meaning that Nasi, you repeat again what you read for the first 2 aliyahs. So there's different customs when it comes to that. And all the way till the end of Parshas Nos, all the way to Kenas HaSamno, going into Parshas Baal Yischa, is the laning on the 8th day of Chanukah. Shabbos Chanukah, which we're getting close to, you take a 2 Sifrei Torah, first when you read the entire Parsha, and the mafti you read from Chanukah, and the beautiful after of Roni v'Simchi, and this is 2 Shabbosos, which means that Chanukah started on Shabbos, and there's another a after from Shlomo Melech, from Melachim. Now, on Rosh Chodesh Teves, interesting Shaila. Rosh Chodesh Teves, which this year we have also on Shabbos, so we'll see in a moment what that means. But generally speaking, if Rosh Chodesh Teves fell out during the week, we would take a two Sefer Torah. The first one, you would read the first three Aliyahs of Rosh Chodesh, because Rosh Chodesh actually trumps Hanukkah, because of Tadr Shem and Tadr Tadr Kedem, which means it's more common. So the first three Aliyahs of Rosh Chodesh, and the fourth one is going to be from the second Sefer Torah, one Aliyah for Hanukkah. So you get four different Aliyahs, which is really because of Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh is four Aliyahs all the time. Now, if you made a mistake and you read Hanukkah, even if you didn't start reading, meaning you took out the Hanukkah one and you didn't start learning it, but the person that got the Aliyah made the bracha, you do not have to stop. You just finish up afterwards the laning with the Rosh Chodesh lanings. Now, what happens if the first one, you laned Rosh Chodesh properly, but you read the first four Aliyahs? This is a very interesting concept. You say in Mashgichim B'Chanukah at this point, which means to say you fulfill the obligation. Now, that's only true if you took out one Sefer Torah. If you took out two Sefer Torah, because of the insulting, so to speak, of this second Sefer Torah, so you end up, so people shouldn't say this at the, you know, Sefer Torah's puzzle. So therefore you lay a fifth Aliyah in Chanukah. So that's a good trivia question. Where do you have five Aliyahs when it comes to Chanukah? That's the answer. And after the fifth Aliyah is when you say Chatzi Kaddish. Interesting, by the Sfaradim, also the Kaddishim, sometimes you make more, as we'll see in a moment on Shabbos. And that's the next halacha. When Rosh Chodesh Teves comes out on Shabbos, you take three Sefer Torah. They quote from the Sefer Echol, it's a big Indian that when you take three to Sefer Torah, there's tremendous schoolers when you, by taking out the Sefer Torah to say Baruch Shmei, etc. But the simple halacha is the following. You have three Sefer Torah because you're going to be laning for three different things. So the first one, you're laning six Aliyahs and you finish the entire Parsha Shavuot. So really laning the sixth and the seventh Aliyah together. Then you have the seventh Aliyah is from Rosh Chodesh. So that's the other Sefer Torah. And you don't take Kaddish yet. And then, and you start from Uviyoyim HaShabbos, and then you say Chatzi Kaddish, and then the third Sefer Torah is where the Machti, you learn from Chanukah. Now the Aftara is Rani V'Simchi. Now even though we have a rule, didn't we say Rosh Chodesh trumps Chanukah? So why is it that the Aftara is not Rosh Chodesh Aftara? It should be, why is it Chanukah Aftara? It should be Rosh Chodesh Aftara. The answer is, the concept of Tadr V'Shem HaTadr is only when you can do both, and then the question is what comes first. But if you only could do one of them, which is by the Aftara, you can only do one of them, so then the Halacha is, also because we don't jump from one Aftara to the next, so the Halacha is that you choose Chanukah because of Pirsumei Nisa. Amazing Halacha. And lastly, Tu B'Shvat, the 15th of Shvat, we're going to get there sooner already, is Rosh Hashanah La'ilanos. What does that mean? The Halacha, you don't say Tachnun, and there's all discussion if you don't say Tachnun before. We'll get to that when we get to Tu B'Shvat. And lastly, there's a minig lahalbois b'minig peres ilonis. So the Magen Avraham, it comes to the Magen Avraham. It's interesting that it doesn't even discuss the Shiva Saminim, but there's many, many, many arguments. Today there's also what's called the Seder, which is a beautiful Seder, Tu B'Shvat, that you can print out online. It's kedai, it's beautiful, and it goes to different levels of fruits, with pits, without pits. Have a beautiful Chanukah.